Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So big thanks to Garrett for covering for the last couple of weeks. While Linnea and I were out of town, we got to meet a new niece to our family. Very exciting. It's the daughter of Linnea's younger brother, Pete. I think he's visited here once before at the Fiery Redhead, and who is also my best man. So, you know, hence the name of our son, Peter. And then the other week, we were in Gatlinburg celebrating our fifth anniversary, and like I told the Bible class earlier today, the honeymoon's not over, so it's been a good couple of weeks getting to see family and friends, but also it's really good to be back here with y'all, and so thank you very much for allowing us a little bit of travel. We're excited to be back here. So every night before we put Pete to bed, we try to read him a Bible story. We try to read him either a Bible story or some other kind of story, that we have. We're in the process of trying to maybe help Pete know a little bit of Spanish early. So, Ernie, you've inspired us. We're trying to teach Pete some Spanish as well. So we checked out some Spanish books from the library across the street, and working with Pete. One of the things that we have done with him is, obviously, get little Bible stories, and we've got a number of those with us. You know, what we don't read him is from something like this. I don't actually have my Bible there and read him, say, the text for this morning. The text for this morning is actually Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. You're welcome to see it as I read on the screen. But by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Now, you can imagine that if I tried to read that to Pete and show him, you know, when you read to children, you try to show them what's on the page, he would gloss over pretty quickly. That's a lot of black and white on that page, not a lot of pictures, not a lot of cute and furry animals. Unlike this. Unlike this. The story of Noah's Ark appears in just about every children's Bible. And these were just two of the ones that we had laying around. Linnea will tell you, I have that same disease that most guys have where something can be sitting right here in front of you and you're like, honey, I don't see it. Where is it going? So these are just the first two that I found. There are probably a dozen more in his bookshelf or under a stuffed animal or something like that. So look at this. This is, if you can see here, this, I guess this is a cat. And it's unfortunate that the snake made it onto the ark. But, this fuzzy giraffe and this, is that a monkey or a donkey or a camel? But anyway, you can stick your fingers in there, kind of wave them at the kids, and they're supposed to be excited about Noah's Ark. And behind it is all aboard the Ark. And again, there's a couple of lions, again, giraffes, bunnies, there's an elephant back there. It's actually kind of a sunny scene for what we think the Ark is. You know, every children's Bible has Noah's Ark in it, right? Because Noah's Ark is a children's story. Is it? Is it? Is Noah's Ark a children's story? No. Seen a lot of heads shake no. Good. I'm glad to see that. We are absolutely correct to want the Bible to be understood by our children. Amen? We are absolutely correct. We want the Bible to be understood and appreciated by our children. But I'm afraid that sometimes, and especially stories like Noah's Ark, I'm afraid we've cleaned them up and we've sanitized them to the point where we miss the point. If, for example, when was the last time you heard somebody in an adult class or in a sermon talk about Noah's Ark? Can't think when was the last time you heard. Well, not to burst your bubble, but we did actually mention it in James and 1 Peter, Wednesday's last quarter. It comes up in 1 Peter chapter 3. But that's the exception that proves the rule, right? I almost forgot about that because it just kind of pops up there in chapter 3, verse 20 of 1 Peter. And it's just for a second, but we hear hardly anything about the ark other than the fact that it was there for Noah's family. The story of Noah's ark, I'm afraid, has been so tamed just like the animals on the ark. It's been so tamed and domesticated that I'm afraid we have missed some of the darkness in the story. Yeah, there seems to be certain Bibles that we have deemed that are appropriate for children. Surprisingly, David and Goliath